Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
All right, so we've been talking about a nature show that you guys can watch on Animal Planet. It's called The Amazon of the East. And in day one, we learned that a lot of rare animals live near Malaysia's Kinabatangan River. That's quite a tough word to say there, Kinabatangan. And they depend on the river to survive. The river gives them both food and water.
Okay, the name is really hard, so I'll just call it the river.
Okay.
So, however, the river is changing a lot, so the animals might not survive when the river no longer provides them with water and food.
Right, maybe some humans are developing the land, maybe there's more farmland now. But luckily, some people are working to save both the river and the animals. And one of those people is JB. He works for a wildlife rescue unit. And one day, he tries to save a herd of pygmy elephants. How does he do it?
He shoots the lead elephant with a dart to make it fall asleep. However, the elephant wakes up before he can put a collar on it.
Oh, well, to keep the animals safe, they have to wait until another day to try again.
And today we're going to talk about a photographer who knows a lot about the river. Now, let's take a look.
Reading. The Amazon of the East. Photographer Sid Prudente is very familiar with the Kinabatangan River. For the past 20 years, he's been photographing creatures in this territory. Sid feels a deep connection with the river and seeks to show the world why it needs to be protected through his work. One animal that has captured Sid's imagination is the clouded leopard. Little is known about this big cat because it only comes out at night. Sid has only photographed it on three occasions. To get a better shot of this leopard, he organizes a night trip. Walking along the river after dark is no picnic, as the jungle is extremely dangerous at night. Sid spots an 11-meter-long python, the world's largest snake, looking for a midnight snack. A few minutes later, Sid snaps a photo of a giant spider eating a victim. It's an innocent moth that got caught in its web. To see what other magical creatures Sid can capture on film, watch The Amazon of the East on Animal Planet.
All right, so we're going to start learning about our photographer today right in the first line of today's article. Here it says, photographer Sid Prudente is very familiar with the Kinabatangan River. Now, a photographer, that's a noun, is someone who takes photos for a job or an artist who takes photos. Here's an example sentence. Chris and Minnie hired a photographer to take pictures at their wedding.
Photographer, 摄影师。那如果我们把字尾的 er 去掉，我们看到 photograph， 它是 take a photo， 拍照的意思。那名词的话呢 ，photograph 就是 photo。也就是 picture, 也就是照片。So from the article, we know that this photographer is very familiar with the river.
That's right. Now, the adjective familiar here, we're going to talk about this word. Somebody or something that is familiar to you is easy to recognize or something is well known to you. You know it very well. Now, to be familiar with something means to have a lot of knowledge or a good understanding of something. That means this photographer has a lot of knowledge about this river. Here's another example sentence. Ollie is not familiar with Apple computers because he has always used PCs.
Familiar, 形容词熟悉的。那相反呢我们就在 familiar 的字首加上 un, unfamiliar 就是不熟悉的。那我们可以说 be familiar with somebody or something, 熟悉某人某物。 So, Aaron, I know you are interested in plants. Am I right?
I am interested in plants.
So, are you familiar with every kind of plant?
I think that's a silly question, Elsie. Of course not. I am interested in plants, but I do not know very much about plants at all. For instance, I do have some plants in my house, and I have to do everything I can to just keep them alive.
Okay, so what is one of the plants that you are familiar with?
Well, one plant that grows a lot in Taiwan that I'm familiar with is the orchid. It's a beautiful flower.
See, I'm not familiar with it.
Oh, well, you should look it up. It's spelled O-R-C-H-I-D, orchid.
Orchid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know that Sed knows the Kinabatangan River very well, and that's why, because it says here, for the past 20 years, he's been photographing creatures in this territory. Now, before we go on, we should know that a territory, or territory here, is a noun, and it's land of a particular type. So, this would be the land where this river is found.
So, territory is 领土。此处代表的是 Kinabatanga 河流附近动物所在的区域。I just said the word.
You did.
我们也知道呢，这位摄影师二十年来一直在拍摄这里的动物。That's why he's so familiar with the river because he's been in this territory for 20 years.
Now, I do have one more thing I want to say before we move on. We talked about the word photographer in our first sentence.
Right.
And then in the last sentence we said photographing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'll notice that these two words, they're spelled nearly the same, but they're said very differently.
Yes.
That's because the tense changes, or not the tense, the stress changes in the word. So in photographer, you're putting the stress on the ta, and in photographing, you're putting the stress in the graph.
所以两个字的音节是不一样的，重音是不一样的。所以 photographer and photograph.
That's right. Okay, so let's continue on in the article. Here it says, Sed feels a deep connection with the river and seeks to show the world why it needs to be protected through his work. Now, sometimes a connection can be a feeling, which is what it is here. Here, Sed knows the land so well that he almost feels like he is a part of it.
When you feel a deep connection with something, 代表你对这个东西的感触连接很深，就像是 Sed 对这条河一样。So one more silly question for you, Aaron.
Okay.
Do you feel a deep connection with your plants?
No.
Nope.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Maybe I should work on that. Maybe that's how I can keep them alive better. I should work on a deep connection with them.
Okay, and All you right. need to tell me the result.
Okay. All right, well, back to the article once again. Let's find out what Sed wants to do and wants to share this connection he has with this place. It says, one animal that has captured Sed's imagination is the clouded leopard. Okay, so the phrase here, capture somebody's interest, capture somebody's imagination or attention, means to make someone interested or excited about something. Now, Sed is very interested in and excited about learning more about the clouded leopard, and he does that through photography.
Capture 是抓住的意思，那 imagination 是想象力。不过在这个用法当中呢， imagination 的意思变成了 interest， 也就是兴趣。So to capture one's imagination， 也就是使某人非常感兴趣的意思。我们也可以用 interest 或者是 attention， 注意力来代换 imagination 这个字哦。那到底是什么吸引了 Sed 的注意呢？原来是 the clouded leopard。云豹让 Sed 非常感兴趣。 Would you tell us more about the clouded leopard?
I can tell you a little bit, but not very much.
So, just a little bit.
Uh-huh. And that's because the article says, little is known about this big cat because it only comes out at night.
Little 是一个否定副词，代表很少很少，少到几乎没有。放在句首之后呢，整句话会变成一个否定副词倒装。那为什么要这样子做呢？用意是要来加强否定的语气。那所谓的倒装句，复习一下哦，就是主词和动词的位置交换，变成了动词加主词的结构。所以文章当中 little 放在句首之后，先出现的是 be 动词 is， 再接上主词 this big cat。 Little is known about this big cat.
All right, an interesting grammar point there for you guys. Hopefully that makes sense. Now, about this cat. Now, we don't know very much about this cat because it's very rare for humans to see it. Now, remember that Sed has been in this territory for 20 years, but here the article tells us Sed has only photographed it on 3 occasions.Now, 20 years, 3 times, that is not very much. Okay, so what he does, he wants to get a better photograph of this cat. And so here's what he does. To get a better shot of this leopard, he organizes a night trip. Okay.
Okay, so to get a better shot of、mm-hmm. this leopard, 代表的就是要去拍更好的照片 to take a better photograph, right?
Right, yes. So shot here in this sentence means photograph. Okay, so he's going to go into the jungle at night. Now, jungles are dangerous even in the day. So I can imagine they're probably pretty scary at night.
Yeah, so many kinds of animals gonna come out.
Which is why the article says, walking along the river after dark is no picnic, as the jungle is extremely dangerous at night. Now, we see the phrase, be no picnic, in that sentence. And I don't think Sed's going to have a night picnic next to the river. So that means this must be our shortcut for you. Let's take a quick break to find out more about it.
What?
I just got a new job.
Hey, congrats.
Thanks. They want me to go on a long business trip already.
Oh, well, have fun with that.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, well, business trips sometimes are no picnic.
What? You have picnics on these trips?
If a situation is no picnic, it means it is difficult or unpleasant.
Gotcha! Be no picnic is 令人不愉快的事。
Exactly. It might sound like fun, but a lot of stuff on these trips is no picnic. Airports, flying, waiting for buses, meetings, small hotel rooms.
What can I do to make it better?
Get out while you're there. Maybe get some food, take it to a park.
And have a picnic?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
All right, so as we heard, be no picnic means that something is not very fun or not very safe, not very easy to do, that sort of thing.And why is it no picnic to walk along the river after dark? Because the jungle is extremely dangerous at night. Now, here we're learning about a jungle. A jungle is a noun, and it's a thick tropical forest where many plants grow very closely together. That means it's not easy to walk through. Animals can hide very well. It's a very dangerous place to be if you don't know what you're doing or where you're going. Now, as an example sentences, As an example sentence, we could say, the scientists have discovered a tribe living deep in the jungle.
Jungle 代表的是热带丛林。像我们刚刚有听到一个字啊，它是一个 thick tropical forest。Forest 是什么意思？它也是丛林，可是呢，它不是指热带丛林，它是泛指一般的丛林哦。那 jungle 再说一次是特指热带丛林。在晚上当然特别危险，所以才说 said 要在晚上行动 is no picnic 是一件非常困难的事情。So besides the clouded leopard, what are other animals that interest him?
Okay, well, I don't know if I would be interested by these animals. Said, however, is a very brave man. And we can see here that he sees a really big snake. The article says, Said spots an 11-meter long python, the world's largest snake, looking for a midnight snack. Now imagine this, Elsie. A tall man is probably 2 meters long. So think about 11 meters. Think about that snake.
That's so gross to me.
Yeah, that's not really, that's not really great.
I hate snakes. I really hate them. So I don't want to learn anything about them.
So you don't want me to tell you about a snake that I learned about last year?
I want to know that.
Okay, well.
For our students.
Last year, I read in the newspaper that last year, a python in Indonesia was so big that it swallowed a man.
吞人。
And when the man is inside the snake's belly.
They had to cut it out.
There's a video.
There's a video. I didn't watch it. You can watch it if you're brave, but it's not for me.
I believe you can see the shape of that human
being,
right? Yeah,
that's how they knew he was in there.
Okay. So even though I really hate them, I still have to tell our students what pythons are called in Chinese.
Okay.
那就是大蟒蛇。
Okay. All right. Well, the snakes have got us shaking. Now, how do you feel about spiders?
Same thing. I hate them.
Oh, well, unfortunately, we're going to start talking about spiders here. It says a few minutes later, Sed snaps a photo of a giant spider eating a victim. Okay. All these creepy crawlies. When you snap here, it means you take a photo. Said snaps a photo. It's another way of saying take a photo. We could say Daniel snapped a cute photo of his son at the zoo.
Snap 这边指的是快速拍照，所以 to snap a photo 快速拍下一张照片。那 snap 还有别的意思哦，它可以指的是东西突然断裂。So be careful, don't snap the pencil, Aaron.
Okay.
不要把铅笔弄断。还有呢，就是人情感突然的发作，这边的情感特别指的是 anger 生气的情绪。 So for example, my mother snapped when he saw my brother playing video games last night.
Oh, she got really angry.
Yes, she did.
Okay. All right, well, this giant spider, I'm not even going to begin to imagine how big. I will say probably bigger than my handI don't want to think about it, so let's move on. It's eating a victim. Here it says, the victim, it's an innocent moth that got caught in its web. The second it's is the spider's web. Okay, this poor moth was innocent. Innocent is an adjective, and it means not having much experience with the bad things in this world, or easily deceived or tricked. It probably got tricked to fly into that spider's web. All right, well, here's an example sentence. Nancy's parents have tried to protect her from the world. Even though she's now a teenager, she's still very innocent.
Innocent, 形容词无辜的。文章里面就是使用无辜的意思。那另外呢，它有天真的，可以形容人。所以文章中的 moth, 是无辜的，被大蜘蛛的网子捕住。不过例句中的 Nancy, 她不是无辜的，她是天真的，因为她的父母非常保护她。
Okay, well, we are coming up to the end of our article here.And we're going to end off with the sentence, to see what other magical creatures said can capture on film, watch the Amazon of the East on Animal Planet. Now, we have the word film in this sentence. Film is a noun, and it's the thin plastic inside a camera on which a picture or movie will be recorded. It can then be taken out and developed onto paper or onto a recording device. Here's an example sentence that will teach you a very important thing about film. Most cameras these days are digital, so finding a place to print film can be difficult.
Film 这边指的是底片胶卷，现在的照相机都是 digital 数位的，所以要找到能够 print film 洗照片的地方是一件困难的事情。当然 ，film 也可以指 movie 电影。All right, this is the end of our two-day article. You know what, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
When I was preparing this lesson, I checked all the animals that interest set online, so their images are still in my head.
Uh-oh.
I can't forget the pythons or the big spiders I saw online. So gross.
That sounds like you need to go watch videos of kittens.
Yes.
All right. Well, we are going to finish up today's article with our For You chat.
Okay, so Aaron,
for
our For You chat, what is something you believe more people should know about and why?
Well, there are a lot of serious issues out there that I think more people should know about, like climate change and pollution and all that sort of thing. But I want to talk about a little something happier today. In Taiwan, there is a big, beautiful theater and art scene. And I don't think enough people know about that.
I don't know about that.
Exactly. Now, I help out at a theater in Taiwan. And right now we're working on a story about Anne Frank. She was the young girl who wrote a diary during World War II.
And she's German, right?
Yeah, she was a German girl. She was living in the Netherlands. And, you know, it's been a lot of fun to help working with this play. And I just think, you know, not a lot of people know about the small theaters that happen in Taipei. And I think more people should know about them. So go Google them and look them up. Theater in Taipei, that sort of thing.
And we should all go see your play.
I would love for everyone out there to come see my play. But tickets are almost sold out. So if you want to,
we're gonna hurry.
You have to hurry. Mm-hmm. And what about you?
Oh, I just thought about the starvation that's going on in the world.
That is a very serious issue.
Yes. So not only in Taiwan, but also in other countries. So if we have just a little money, we can donate the money to help those people.
Right. Okay. Well, these are some serious issues. There are lots more serious issues to talk about. So I'm sure you guys can think of another idea. And also, if you want to come see the play, it will be showing in a couple of months. So look online for those tickets. The show will be happening sometime in April or May, and you can see it then.
Okay, let's go see Aaron's play.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. So we're going to say goodbye now. For English for You, I'm Aaron.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Amazon of the East.Photographer Sid Prudente is very familiar with the Kinabatangan River. For the past 20 years, he's been photographing creatures in this territory. Sid feels a deep connection with the river and seeks to show the world why it needs to be protected through his work. One animal that has captured Sid's imagination is the clouded leopard.Little is known about this big cat because it only comes out at night. Sid has only photographed it on 3 occasions. To get a better shot of this leopard, he organizes a night trip. Walking along the river after dark is no picnic, as the jungle is extremely dangerous at night. Sid spots an 11-meter-long python, the world's largest snake.Looking for a midnight snack. A few minutes later, Sid snaps a photo of a giant spider eating a victim. It's an innocent moth that got caught in its web. To to see what other magical creatures Sid can capture on film. Watch The Amazon of the East on Animal Planet.
Vocabulary Review.
Photographer. The photographer showed off his colorful pictures from his trip around Africa. Familiar. Anita is familiar with this cafe. She stops here almost every morning for breakfast. Jungle. Many wild animals live in the jungle, including leopards and monkeys. Snap. Killian snapped a picture of the fishermen at sea before continuing his walk. Innocent. I know the kitten looks innocent, but it spent all day putting claw marks in my couch. Film. Jake bought a new roll of film and loaded it into his camera.